Her Lady's Champion. Written by Setiai and read by Calicuria. Fandom, Critical Role, Campaign 1. Vex gave a showy bow, somehow both casual yet overly extravagant at the same time. Honestly, she was proud of it. She'd been practicing for ages, and she was fairly certain she'd pulled it off exactly how she had wanted. She had appearances to keep up, after all, even if there was no one there to see them except the goddess of death herself. Or perhaps it was because of that fact. Sometimes it was difficult even for Vex to determine her own intentions. The figure in front of her didn't smile, not that she had expected her to. The Raven Queen wasn't exactly the smiling type. Still, despite there not being any outward reaction to Vex's over-the-top greeting, she could almost feel her amusement. It practically radiated from her, like an invisible aura wrapping around Vex's body in a gentle embrace. It felt right. Perfect. Like it was meant to be in a way that Vex had never expected to feel. "Mission accomplished," Vexalia said, giving the Raven Queen a respectful nod as she straightened back up in the aftermath of her bow. Amusement was never a bad thing in Vex's mind, but still, better safe than sorry, considering she was a goddess. Showmanship had its time and place, but respect went a long way, too. Vex had learned that lesson well over the years. "That I saw, my champion. I was quite impressed." The words seemed to come from everywhere at once, above her and below her and behind her and in front of her and from side to side. And yet, despite that, Vex's gaze didn't flicker from the form standing before her. It wasn't real, and yet it was. Vex had been through this enough times since she'd woken up on the cold ground of the tomb to know how it worked. Her physical body was wrapped in magic and cocooned in blood, time frozen even as the seconds passed into minutes that shifted into hours. And yet it felt as real as anything. Then again, her dreams had always felt realer than most, especially since she'd found herself in the role of playing champion to a goddess. Vex blinked, and the figure that had been before her suddenly moved. One moment the Raven Queen was standing a good 10 feet away, like a general being given a report by a recruit, and the next she was only a hand's breadth from Vex.
"You did quite well," the voice said, still coming from everywhere and nowhere at the same time. "You are a worthy champion for me. I chose well."
The aura emanating from her had shifted from amusement to something else, to something more. Vex wasn't quite certain what it was, but she couldn't help but sink into the feeling as it wrapped around her. "I try my best," Vex said, giving her another bow, albeit one that was much less showy than her initial one. Something had shifted, even if she didn't know what it was, but she could tell that it wasn't the time for trying to prompt amusement now. There was a long moment of silence. No reaction at all from the masked figure standing just before her. Then, between one breath and the next, the mask disappeared. It wasn't the first time Vex had seen the face underneath, but her breath caught in her throat all the same. Crimson eyes practically glowed and skin as pale as porcelain, offset by the black hair that fell around her face. The Raven Queen was beautiful and terrifying at the same time, which made sense considering who and what she was. She'd been immortal once, just like Vex had been, and now she was one of the gods, and Vex was, well, whatever it was that she'd become since her brother had called for a goddess, only for her to reject his bargain and make one of her own. Sometimes Vex wondered if she should have been more upset about that bargain than she was. She'd made many deals over the course of her lifetime, and she'd never been happy about others making deals that involved her without her having a say in it, or being pushed into making an agreement solely because there was no other choice worth making. And yet, standing in front of her, Vex couldn't find it in her to truly be upset. No, her life wasn't what she had expected it to be, but it wasn't bad, either. It was different than what she'd planned for it to be, but she didn't regret it. Not truly.
"What types of thanks does my champion desire?" she asked, and this time the voice came from her instead of from all around. Ruby lips moved and formed words, and for a question being asked by a goddess, it came across as surprisingly human. It was simply a mirage in the end, but it was a convincing one. Vex had to give her that much. Vex smiled. "I'd be happy with whatever you'd like to give me, my lady." She paused for a moment, hesitating slightly before pushing onward. As she had said, Vex was her champion. That had to give her a little leeway, didn't it? "I'm sure nothing I could dream up could compare." The expression on her face shifted for just a moment, and Vex knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that she wasn't imagining the amusement there. "You are quite audacious for a mortal." "If you think I'm bad, you should meet my brother," Vex shot back, the words slipping out before she could stop them. Laughter filled the air around her. "You seem to forget that I have met him, my champion. I could have chosen him to play this role instead." There was a pause. "I did not. I chose you." Vex tilted her head at that, but she didn't ask any questions as to why that might have been. Part of her wasn't sure she wanted to know. Another part worried that the answer might be different from what she was expecting it to be. Either way, she thought it was better not to know for certain. Some things were better left to mystery. Or to the imagination. A pale hand reached out towards her, cold fingers brushing her face. "I chose you," the Raven Queen repeated, "to be my hands in the mortal world. To be my champion." Vex nodded. "I'm yours," she agreed. "Whatever you need of me, whatever you want of me." Those cold fingers brushed her face again. "Those are two very different things." "Are they really?" Vex asked, her words almost a challenge. For just a moment, amusement flickered on the ageless face again. Then the Raven Queen leaned forward, closing the space between them in an instant. Lips as red as blood pressed against Vex's, an unspoken promise sealed with a kiss. It lasted barely a moment. It lasted a lifetime. Then it ended in a rain of feathers, each of them as black as the night sky. The end.